You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when you turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Good news, and I love good news. I absolutely do. Oh my goodness, we have something to shout about and something to celebrate. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and we are so excited to announce that we have been nominated as Best Podcast at the World Entertainment Awards. Is that wonderful? Coming up in February, on February 2nd in Hollywood. And we are just thrilled because all of you make it possible for us to do what we do. And we thank you for your help. We thank every guest. We thank this network. We thank our friends and donors and sponsors and everyone who makes this labor of love such a blessing. So we thought we would celebrate with you. It's an honor to be nominated as Best Podcast at the World Entertainment Awards, and we are very humbled and honored and happy about it. Very grateful. We have more good news, too, because one of our very favorite people is with us. If you are at our house, you will hear her name all day long as someone that we love and love to learn from and love to spend time with. I'll ask our guest, would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, I'm Bethany Johnson. I'm the owner of Bold and Bright Academy Online. And congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. Thank you for rejoicing with us. It's wonderful. And it's wonderful that you're here and you've had some amazing things happen recently. And I congratulate you as well. Will you tell us about those?
Yeah, I was recently nominated for Nevada's 2023 Early Childhood Educator of the Year Award and ended up winning that award. So that was super exciting.
Congratulations. That is exciting.
Thank
you. Well deserved. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think my online program really set me apart because I won as the first home childcare, because I have my local school here in Las Vegas, but I included my online in my application, and I think that really set me apart from all the other applicants. So that was really exciting to see that they were recognizing not only our local school for being the first family childcare awarded for it, but also including our online school as one of the reasons for that award being won. So that was really exciting.
It is exciting, and I'm so happy for you. I'm absolutely over the moon. You deserve it, and I congratulate you. So I would love for us all to know more about this amazing online program.
Yeah, Bold and Bright Academy Online is an online learning platform for 2 to 6 year-olds. We have hundreds of hours of on-demand classes that you can watch anytime, anywhere. In preschool academics, we have art and cooking and Spanish and virtual field trips, story times, Spanish class, ABC boot camp, science, math. We also have interactive learning games, we have printable curriculum, and then we have our live Zoom classes. And we've really built an awesome community of homeschoolers who are just looking to give their child a great early learning experience.
How marvelous. That is amazing. If someone wanted to join this terrific fun and have a great place for their children to learn, how would they do that?
They would visit boldandbrightacademyonline.com and sign up. We have just slashed our prices for the new year, which is exciting. Hopefully we can make that more accessible to everyone. They can sign up, and there's a money-back guarantee for the first month. So they can try it out there. They can also visit our YouTube channel to get some clips on some of my classes. And I'm still offering your viewers a 1 month free trial. So if they'd like that, they could also email me at boldandbrightacademy@gmail.com, and I could give them a 3 month trial to say they heard me on your show.
Wow, how generous. How kind. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, you know, my granddaddy used to say, no cost means no excuse. So, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, you could get started right away and just by emailing Miss Bethany and just see, because I think you're going to love it. I really do. I think all our friends who listen are going to love it. And you'll love it even more after we talk about the impact it can make in all of our lives. And so let's start with this. How do we make the most of an online preschool program? I think so many people are afraid of screens. Right? Like, oh, no, I'm afraid of screen time. Or they think, oh, well, screen time is a break. We can just plunk them down in front of the screens and hope for the best. So how do we make the most of an online program? How is that different than regular screen time?
Well, the biggest thing that I like to, if you're setting your kids in front of YouTube, there are a lot of great learning videos on YouTube, but you kind of never know what's going to pop up next. There's shady links, the algorithm can point you in some weird directions. So if their screen time is on our program, it's all going to be safe, educational. There's no external links for them to click on. There's no message boards for them to talk to. And they have a wide variety of classes that they can learn from. So if they're looking to get their wiggles out, they can choose our dance party class. If they're looking to focus on their literacy, they can choose any of our literacy classes, and they're going to be in a safe environment where you're not worried about anything else coming up. You can also, some parents do just use it as a better screen time option, and some use it as a full curriculum, and they'll set their own schedule to watch certain classes on certain days or whatever fits your schedule. It's really flexible, so you can use it in whatever way you'd like. There's lots of supports and different classes, programs, and curriculum on there. So you have a wide variety to choose from, and you're going to get academics and enrichment classes. So there's yoga and art and ballet and in addition to our math and science and reading. So you're safe putting them on there. And you can, if you want to walk away, set them in front of that. Maybe work with some of your older kids if you have that. If you have older kids to work with and you want to put your kids on something independent while also learning and not worried about where they're going to end up on the internet, this is a great program for that.
Yes.
Can also join your child too and use it as, I know you kind of use it as like a base. So you'll follow the themes and then build on that at home. So parents do that too. If they're working with different themes, then you can find the lesson that's associated with that theme and use our program to build on that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. For our homeschool families that listen, this is a wonderful way to enrich your curriculum or even, as you said, start with these teaching time lessons or these classes that are on demand and then expand from there. So how can a homeschooling family really practically incorporate this into their homeschool teaching?
There's lots of different ways. There's our printable curriculum if you're looking to build their alphabet skills. Classes in tons of different things. So if you're looking to use our curriculum as a foundation, you can start from the beginning and go through it that way. Or like I said, if you're looking to choose themes, you can kind of go through each class and see which one corresponds to your themes. And then you can print out the printables that go with it. Use your own printables. It's very flexible. So whatever family is looking to do, you can incorporate it in whatever way you like. And the classes are on your schedule, so you can do them whenever it's convenient for you. You can use it on a computer, on an iPad, on a phone. So if you're out and about and you're looking for something to entertain the kids while also giving them their school time. You can do that too. So you could do it from anywhere. And if you're looking for more socialization, we have our live PALS classes for preschool and kindergarten now. So they can meet kids from all over the world and interact that way, building their social skills and their language skills, their listening, speaking and listening skills, and meet some new friends from everywhere.
Oh, that's great. Well, we have listeners from everywhere, so that should be very appealing. You can actually have live socialization. That's wonderful. That is great. Well, this is fabulous. This is great. And you have all of these wonderful incentives for us to at least try the program, right, for free.
Yeah.
And the tuition has been so kindly and generously lowered so that people can afford it. What kind of families do you see involved in this preschool program?
A lot of our families are families who are still in pretty hard lockdown, so they don't get a lot of socialization, and they're really looking for something that they can do at home to give their child some socialization with other kids their age. And a lot of them are just regular homeschool families who are looking for more enrichment classes that they could do at home. And then we have some who they go to preschool already, and they're just looking for a like I said, a better screen time option because they've cut out YouTube and they're looking for something where they can still give their child some screen time, but something that they feel safe putting them in front of. And so we have families from choosing all different kinds of education for their child, and they're all able to kind of come to this platform and use it in whatever way works for their family.
I am excited about the fact that you have so many classes and so many resources and just so much for families. When families first sign on, all of that is wonderful, but it also could be a little overwhelming, like which way do you go first at Disney World, right? Like which way do you go first?
Yeah.
So help us navigate that, like the first steps. How should someone who subscribes to this preschool program online start?
Well, I would probably start just exploring each class and seeing which one your child really is geared towards. Some of the classes, maybe they might want to watch them every day, and some of them they may not be too into, and that's totally fine because there's such a wide variety that they can pick and choose what they want to watch. Some of them may want to watch the same classes over and over again, and some of them may want to move on to a whole different teacher and a whole different subject. Some of them kind of set a schedule on Mondays and Tuesdays. We're going to watch our teaching time class, and then we're going to go over those skills that she's taught in that class. On Wednesdays, it's going to be art day, and we're going to do our art project. On Thursdays, it's going to be PE, and we're going to take ballet class or yoga class. Friday, it's going to be music class. So some of them set a schedule like that. Some of them watch teaching time every day to get those skills, and then maybe enrichment class at a different time of the day. Some of them, when they're just looking to do an activity with their kid, they'll turn on an art class or a cooking class so they can do something with the family together. So it really is up to you on how you want to implement the program. But I think starting out, there's a little icon that says welcome, start here, and that's where my teaching time class is, and that'll give you some of the basics on how to kind of set it up on your computer, how to you add it to your home screen or as an app on your phone. And that'll kind of give you just a general overview. And then you can just kind of start exploring. We have our skill builder packs, and that's where our printable curriculum is. It's all kind of laid out easily in little icons. So each class just has an icon, so with your child's teacher on it. So you can, once you teach your child how to use it, you can kind of and you put it on an app on your device, it makes it really easy for your kids to kind of just sign in and pick whichever teacher they'd like to learn from or whichever teacher you'd like to tell them to learn from at that time, depending on what time of the day it is, you know, if you're working on literacy or math or something, an enrichment class. You can set a schedule for them if you want to set like a picture schedule. On this day will be Miss Bethany, on this day will be Miss Elisa. And so there's lots of different ways you can do it, but I would start in the welcome icon so you can kind of get a little overview and read the important information. And then just start exploring the classes. Turn on, pick a class and turn it on and see how they react. Set it up in, you know, if it's a music or a movement class, make sure they have a lot of space to move. If they're doing one of our math classes, they could be at a table with some manipulatives. Each class should have the materials they need. Some of them don't need materials at all. If you're doing a science experiment, you can go click into each class and it'll have the materials needed for that. And then just turn on the show and you can help them with it. Or I think each class may require a different level of help. Some of them may need no help at all. Some of them you might want to sit with them and do it if it's a science class or an art class. But after a while, I think they should be able to do it pretty independently. And just kind of maybe put on a different class every day, see which one they're gravitating towards. And I always suggest make it a fun thing. Make it a, we're going to do school time today, and put on one of their favorite classes and kind of expand on that when they're done. So ask them about what they learned, go over the letters or check out their artwork and, you know, celebrate with them that they were able to do something new. If you want to preview the class beforehand, you can do that so you know what's coming up, so then you can really expand on it more. Or just as you go, sit with your child, talk to them to expand on, you know, you can always pause it and rewind it and fast forward. So it leaves a lot of room to be able to, you know, discuss what's happening as you go and clear up any, you know, any misunderstandings or expand on it as you'd like.
Oh, that's excellent. That's wonderful. I'm going to ask you about teaching time because it's so important and the foundation of what the rest of the program means. But I had a really good question from an intern, which is this. Do you graduate students? Are students able, the online program, are they able to receive some kind of graduation or some kind of diploma or some kind of participation in a class picture or just something that marks the milestone?
Yeah. Yeah, so I do, we do class pictures. Parents who send me a picture of their child, and then I kind of edit it, and we put them all together into one class photo. I will be sending out graduation certificates this year, and I actually am trying to set up a little virtual graduation ceremony for our graduates this year. This is our second year, so I'm kind of adding as we go, and this year we're going to do a little virtual graduation. I'll be sending a little certificate so we could celebrate together.
Oh, I love it. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's a great question. That's terrific. And let's talk about that teaching time, because teaching time to me, especially for homeschool families, is a dream come true because it's a place to start. It's all consolidated. And then you can add your curriculum or add your field trip or add whatever it is you want to do to the teaching time video. So what can we expect as parents that our children will learn from Ms. Bethany's teaching time?
My teaching class covers all of the lowercase and uppercase letters and their sounds, so a lot of phonemic awareness in that too, and phonics. It also covers all the numbers. It covers some early reading skills, and then there's each class has a theme that goes along with it. So there's lots of read alouds. There's some science lessons in there. There's some activities that you could do at home. And each lesson comes with some printables to go along with it that you could use that go along with the theme. So that's where they're going to get kind of their pre-K academic, like, letters and numbers and, like, social studies standards. That's where you're going to find that. There's also songs and movement breaks all throughout, too. So they'll be singing our hello song and our goodbye song and lots of movement songs in between.
How fun. That's a lot of fun. What about siblings? If folks have children that are siblings, will this preschool program be good for more than one child?
Absolutely, yes. And so if they have a sibling, they can, if you're part of our on-demand program, we have a couple of different programs to offer. We have our on-demand program, which includes all our library of on-demand classes. There's over 300 classes in there right now from 16 different teachers in all the subjects I mentioned, and their sibling can join along right along with them for the same price. So that's $19.99 a month, And you, as many siblings as they want can watch that. And then we have our PALS classes, either preschool PALS or kindergarten PALS. That's our live classes. So if you're part of our PALS program, you'll get our entire on-demand program included. And then we have our twice-a-week PALS classes, which is $39.99 a month, and or our 4 days a week, which is $69.99 a month. And that's where you'll get the live classes with them. So with the sibling discount for the PALS class, that's an extra $10 if you're going to add a sibling to do their live classes for the twice a week, or an extra $20 a month if they're going to do it 4 days a week. So they get the sibling discount. You can add a sibling to on-demand for free because they can watch that just normally. And then if they want to join in, there's that sibling discount for an extra $10 or $20 a month, depending on how many times they want to join. They want to show up for live class.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fabulous. That really is fantastic. Okay, so what could we expect from a live class? I mean, the teaching time, all the other classes, there's so much rich and really glorious content in all of the on-demand program. So what could we expect in a typical live class?
In our live classes, we're going to do our ear exercises, which are phonemic awareness exercises. And we do follow along with our theme. So we'll do read aloud. We do lots of interactive stuff. So that's really where we want them to get their social time. So I try to really do a lot of discussion. We play a lot of games together. We do song and dance together. We go on scavenger hunts. When we focused on snow last week, we made snow and ice. We made some fizzy ice cube science experiments together. So we're trying to... We've been focusing on five senses, so we've been doing taste tests together and getting, you know, sounds that we can try and play for each other while they guess what the sound is. So a lot of, like, interactive games. We do show and tell so they can share things that are special to them. So that's really where they're going to get their social and language acquisition and stuff like that, so they can speak to other kids their age and learn about each other, make friends. That's what they're going to be doing during that class.
I love it. So often in homeschool families and the still COVIDing community, and we're part of both, they know. A lot of the children already know their letters and numbers and all of that. Mm-hmm. But the socialization is something, you know, that we can't necessarily just conjure up some some friends at any moment. And so the socialization becomes so important. What do you see in terms of the growth and progress and social-emotional learning that takes place in the live classes?
Oh, man, so much. I mean, I think a lot of parents are a little weary that they don't know if their little one is going to be able to sit through a Zoom class. I think that seems a little daunting sometimes. We think of Zoom as like Zoom meetings and, you know, all the stuff we may have to do for work for adults. But it's actually a really great time for your child to kind of step into a social, you know, dip their toes in the water of a social situation in the comfort of their own home. So they're actually able to, if they're a little shy at first, that's totally fine. But I've seen kids go from, you know, not saying anything and kind of just watching in the beginning to being some of the most outgoing kids in the class by the, you know, a couple months in. It gives them like a small class size and the same kids so they can really get to know some friends.
Yeah.
It gives them the opportunity to share what's special to them, to, you know, bring you into their own home. So when we go on our scavenger hunts, they can pick things that are important to them and they are excited to show the class. They can, we do art together. So a lot of it is, one thing I really push is that we're all learning here. And I've seen some students who are, you know, perfectionists, and we're working on our projects, and they're getting, at the beginning of the year, they're getting upset because they couldn't draw this and they couldn't do this. And then as they progress, you know, they're learning that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay. We're still cool. That's what we say. We're still cool when we make mistakes. And just watching them be able to say that to themselves, that's okay, I'm still cool. And instead of getting upset that they couldn't do something right away, they realize, oh, no, I'm just learning with all of these people. We're all doing it together, and we're all growing together, and kind of seeing that click that they're able to realize that, you know, they have important things to say and important skills to show and important stories, and we want to hear them. And you know, everything about them we want to rejoice in. Some of them are, the parents are having a new baby, and we can share that excitement with them and talk about what it's like to be a new sibling. And, you know, it's just, you're kind of going through their lives with them every week. You're seeing them and you're watching things change for them, and you're watching them grow, and they're able to, you know, really blossom because they're this kind of safe environment in their own home and with teachers who they're comfortable with and friends that they're excited to see. And so it's really cool to watch them progress as, you know, when they first jump on, they're a little weary, and then they kind of, it's really fun to be able to watch them come out of their shell and experience these new things with friends that they wouldn't really normally get to, and just experience kids who live in different places. You know, we have some students who are in New Zealand now, and, you know, I mean, yesterday we were talking about forests and getting to hear, you know, bears in your backyard, whereas these kids in Las Vegas, God, they can't even imagine that, you know? I mean, even hearing people talk about the snow in their backyard for my students in Vegas is something we don't get to. So just hearing, you know, about where everyone lives, and just having each student be able to share with friends their lived experience and what things are like in their home and where they live. And I think it just gives them the opportunity to show them that they matter, and it really helps them to grow, I mean, in so many different ways, in self-confidence, in their language skills, in their listening skills. So it's really cool to see where they start and then where they are a couple months later in their class. It seems like they're totally different kids, and it's really cool to watch that transformation.
Yes. What, the teachers that you have, are so kind. Yes, they're capable and intelligent and all of those wonderful things. But in every class, the on-demand classes, the live classes, I have noticed how positive and encouraging and kind the teachers are. What do you have to say about the teachers in your program?
Oh, I mean, they're all amazing and all offer their own little spin on things, which is great. And I love that you say that, because that's my goal, is to, I want this to be a safe place for learning. I think that's the biggest goal for me, because when I was teaching in the school district, I just felt like it wasn't a safe place for learning for so many kids, unless they, you know, fit in this very narrow criteria and were able to do exactly what they wanted and what the school wanted them to do, and, you know, sit down and listen accordingly and learn the way that they think all kids should learn, then unless they were like that, then it wasn't a safe place. And that's what really led me to leave the school district and start my own program, because it was just, you know, it was hurting my heart knowing that it was really hard for me to provide a safe place for learning in that environment. And it really did a number on my psyche going to work every day and feeling that I wasn't able to provide that safe space, because there's such rigid, you know, rigid confinements in that setting. So it was really important to me to get teachers who are encouraging and who are, you know, loving, and who the kids feel safe with. So all of our teachers, I feel like they offer that. They're excited to teach, because they're choosing to do this, and they're choosing what subject they teach, and it's something they're passionate about. It's something they really believe in, and it's something that they're really excited to share with our students. So I think that really makes a difference when they're able to teach the way that they were meant to teach, and they're not in these, you know, rigid constructs with these overbearing admin who, you know, they're worried about. They're able to really let their light shine the way that, you know, they want to teach, and that comes out in their teaching.
Yes,
it comes out in their classes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, how wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have so much more wonderful conversation with Miss Bethany. Be right back.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhea.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are 3
voices.
You want this drum over here. It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
We are strong and we'll get through this together, but these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
We love our guest today. Oh my goodness, all day long in our house, we are so blessed. Miss Bethany and her teaching time and her preschool program mean so much to our family, and I am sure you see why as we have this conversation. So would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Yes, I'm Bethany Johnson. I'm the owner and one of the teachers of Bold and Bright Academy Online, our preschool and kinder early learning online learning platform.
How wonderful. Recently, I heard a study, and it was talking about the predictors of success. And all of the people had thought, well, for kindergartners, the predictors of success would be reading, writing, arithmetic, right? And over this 20-year study, they found out that the greatest predictor of, and I put success in quotes because I'm Indigenous and I always think of it as something different than money, but, you know, the success is different to me. It's interpersonal and all of that, was social-emotional learning. Like children who had strong social-emotional learning and understanding and resilience and all of that actually made it in life regardless of reading, writing, and arithmetic, which we need. We do need those things. But that was the greatest predictor of success. So can you share with us social-emotional learning as it relates to your program?
Oh, absolutely. And I completely agree with that study. And I think as any early childhood teacher will tell you, will agree with that because it's just so apparent when you're in a classroom kids who have those social emotional learning skills are so much easier for them to pick up the academics because they're not bogged down by these things going on in their head. They're able to kind of understand them and work through them. And so then they can focus on the academics and that will come. But I mean, it's just such a difference in students who have that freedom to one, express their feelings and, you know, have an adult who understands where they're at in their development, you know, and that's another thing that I really, you know, believe in this program is that there the parents are able to be there for them to teach them those skills and help them through those skills. And then the teachers are able to support them through that as well. Instead of, you know, this big class size where you don't have time to deal with those emotions, they're more of a, this is stopping the class from teaching my reading and writing and getting all these standards in. It's not just a hindrance. We understand that it's where they're at developmentally. And instead of kind of rushing past them so you can get to all the things you need to shove into your school day, you don't have to do that. You can work with them through these emotions. You can pause the video if they're having a problem. You can, even in my teaching time class, there's times where kids are having big, or my preschool pals class, where kids are having big feelings and they're able to pause it. And, you know, then I see them come back with their parent and they're ready to go again. You know, they're able to. So it's really, I think the biggest thing is that it respects where your kids are at developmentally, and they don't get that in a lot of programs because there's just not time. You know, when you have 20 kids in a class and you have to teach this and this and this before the school day is over, you don't have time for interruptions of pesky feelings and emotions, you know? When you're doing it this way, it's not an inconvenience. It's another learning opportunity that you can help them and teach them how to get through this skill, because this skill, you know, the social emotional regulation, and it's just another skill that they need to learn, that we need to teach them. And we're really able to do that in this setting because it's so flexible and you have the support from the teachers and from the parent group, and from, you know, you're able to really stop and teach them that lesson instead of just pass over it and see it as something to distract them from.
I feel like that's so important too, because there's another aspect that I hear in what you're saying that's so marvelous too, is that there is a space for culture as well. Mm. You know, we reach friends in 160 countries, all 50 states of the United States, and they listen to us. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful. Thank you very much. And even the World Entertainment Awards nomination has brought so many people to listen from all over the world. And
oh, that's so exciting.
I know, it really is. It's an honor. It's an honor to be trusted. And I feel like, though, your program is very safe for all cultures of people. In other words, there's not always a space in traditional education for culture. Mm-hmm. But for us as Indigenous family, for example, you know, our men and pretty much everybody else have long hair. And yet that has been a space where you have been willing to honor that and even educate through teaching time about that. And I've seen things like Hanukkah, you know, people sharing their recipes and their food and talking about their family's culture and their religion and why this holiday is important. And I just see over and over and over again a wonderful respect for various cultures, for diversity, for people who, whoever they are and whoever they bring to your classes and to your preschool program, is accepted. And it reminds me of a sign. My granddaddy painted a sign for our church years ago, and it said, "Come as you are, you will be loved." I could still see that.
That is so important. So important. Absolutely. I mean, your granddaddy, he seems like a pretty awesome guy. He's got a lot
of
great
nuggets. He was great. Yeah, he was amazing. The greatest generation, right? World War II veteran and all of that. He was amazing. And that's what I see with this culture, that people don't have to worry that they're sending their children into a preschool program, a learning program, where who they are is a deficit. Instead, in your program, it is an asset, because everyone else is going to learn about you, but they're also going to respect who you are. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important for me, to celebrate everyone's background and learn from each other, because there's so much to learn from each other. I try and include as many, you know, holidays, and I also try and take requests for, you know, I'll put it out there. If anyone has any read alouds or themes that they are looking for me to focus on, I would love ideas from you guys, because I want it to really mean something to each student. And I want them to see themselves represented in our classes, because I feel that representation is so important. And like you mm-hmm. said, they don't get it a lot. And mm-hmm. so being able to see their culture and their holidays and, you know, celebrated, and being able to share what they do in their home during holidays, and, you know, everything rich about their culture, we want to learn about from them. And I think that's a great, that was one of my goals in creating this program, is to be able to bring representation and diversity and, you know, celebrate, know that their culture and their holidays, and we want to learn about them. They can teach us about them, and we can all learn from each other, and we're all different, and that's something to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
That was really important to me to show that in my class, in our preschool pals class. We always try, every holiday I always try and ask them, what do you do with your family, and mm-hmm. how do you celebrate this, and what are your traditions? And, you know, I really want to get them thinking about those things. Like, what do we do in our family, and how is that different? How is that fun, and why do we do that? And, you know, I want that to be something that is in the back of their mind, that they're, you know, we want to learn, we want to hear about them, and what they do is exciting to us, and teach us about all of that, because I want them to know that we can all learn from each other, and they have uh-huh. something to offer all of their friends. They have this knowledge and this background that their friends might not know about, and that's exciting for us to learn, because they're not just learning from me, they're learning from each other.
Uh-huh. Yes, that is so important, especially since at this age, early childhood, a lot of that learning takes place with love. You know, later mm-hmm. on, maybe somebody makes you do a lesson in social studies or something like that. But right mm-hmm. now, you love your friend, and your friend is telling you about what they love. And so you love what your friend loves. You love your friend. You accept your friend. You're at the most probably tender-hearted stage of just being willing to love all kinds of people, no matter what.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that's why it's one of my favorite ages. It is my favorite age, just because mm-hmm. they are so excited to learn from their friends, and they do love their friends so much. And we'll talk about their best friends, and it's exciting to watch them be able to interact with each other and learn from each other in that way, and be so excited to do that.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a blessing. It's actually a privilege too, because if we watch them love, we'll become more loving ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my students teach me how to love better every day, my local and my online students. And since starting this program, I feel like I'm able to share so much love, and I get so much love back from my
absolutely.
Students. And that's such a great feeling, to go to work every day feeling like you're loved and you're important and you're making a difference.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And one of the other areas that I see a great opportunity for our friends who are listening is that you respect a wide variety of learners and learning styles.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share a little mm-hmm. bit about that with us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have ADHD myself, and I always kind of struggled in school. So it's really important to me to create something that is not just geared towards neurotypicals, because we all learn in different ways, and we all have different styles and different ways that our brain takes in information. And so I really wanted to create a program that was accommodating to everyone. And that's one of the reasons a lot of the classes are online, because not every student can sit and pay attention for hours on end, and I don't expect them to. That's another reason I try and bring up those things in my classes. I'll bring up that I'm neurodivergent and what that means for me, and what that looks like in my everyday life. And I just want, once again, it comes back to like a safe place. I don't ever want a student feeling that the way their brain works isn't good, isn't right, isn't okay. You know, we're our brain, all of our brains work differently, and I want to be able to accommodate that, and I want to even celebrate that, because it's not always a deficit. Sometimes it's a blessing. I mean, my ADHD has been hard in many ways, but it's also what led me to leave the school district and start my own program and really be able to be creative and push through these things, and it's helped me in so many ways. Probably, I would hopefully like to say more ways than it's been hard. It's helped me. And as I, you know, learn, as I continue learning about myself, I'm kind of able to hone it in and really make it, use it to my advantage instead of a detriment, which I wasn't really taught to do growing up. I was kind of taught that I was just a little too much for people. And I finally feel like I'm not too much for people because I've used it to create this space where, you know, I celebrated instead of looked down upon. And so that's been kind of healing for me to create that space for myself and hopefully for my students.
I really appreciate you sharing that. I do, because I think that gives so much hope to parents. You know, in Indigenous communities, we honestly believe that people are made exactly as the Creator wanted to make them. So we don't really have the same stigma or the same idea. You know, being different is, it just doesn't have the same impact for us. And until we get to school, then someone tells you that something's wrong with your child, and it really wasn't wrong until they got there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important for me to hear you say that. And I applaud you for it, because I think that considering all learners means that we consider the future as well, because we don't know which brain is going to cure cancer.
Yeah.
We don't know which kind of brain is going to solve the COVID mystery. We don't know who is going to be able to heal hearts and minds and all of these other great things. Or just be a wonderful friend or neighbor or whatever else their life calls on. And so when we only say, well, one type of person, that is the ideal learner, and that's what this class is for, well, then we exclude everyone else and the greatness that's in them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I saw it happen so much in the school district. And that, you know, it just breaks my heart, because these kids have so much to offer. I mean, all kids have so much to offer.
Yes.
You just need to tap into how they will offer it. And if they're not being given the space and the understanding and the patience and they're not being celebrated for these parts of them, they're being told that, you know, this is something we need to take care of so everyone can have an easier time. I see their love of learning just get like slowly crushed. And by the time they make it to first or second grade, then they see themselves as a nuisance. You know, they see themselves as too much. And I know what that feels like, to live your life feeling like you're too much for everybody. It's heartbreaking. So
I
love that I can give them the opportunity to learn the way they need to, and the understanding, and showing them that just because your brain works differently than people want it to doesn't mean that you're not capable of amazing things.
Right, exactly. And I draw a lot of strength from you saying that. I was thinking about when I first got my PhD, I still would just sign my name, Dawn Karima, you know, just like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some elders took me aside and said, you need to start using doctor. And I thought, why? Everybody around here knows me already. You know, I don't want to put on airs. I'm not fancy. And they said, no, it's so our children can see you and know that they could do the same thing. You know, there's a there's a doctor from here. There's a doctor in this reservation, in this community. Yes, and you can be one too. And so because of your example, I have started saying, you know, because a lot of the public, I deal with the public a lot, and children. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of school classes and homeschoolers that listen to this in order to learn, and you know, as part of their curriculum and all of that. And so I have started to say that I'm neurodivergent, and I've never thought of it before because it didn't really matter. But I have 160 IQ. You know, I was reading sixth grade books in the first grade. You know, I was done with high school. It's like 14.
And
yeah, but that makes you strange to other people, right?
Right.
You know, it's good as a grown up, but you know, your teen years
are right.
And then I got to Harvard and found out that I had auditory processing disorder, which means that I learn better if I read it or do it than if you sit me in a lecture hall or a class and just yap at me. You know?
I hear that. I understand that.
Yeah, So it's like, and that's not how Native people learn. We learn by doing. We learn by following our elders. We learn by participating in things. So when school was just a nightmare, you know, sit in this chair and listen to someone talk to you, I was like, oh, no. And yet, then I would get home, I have a photographic memory, look at the textbook one time and, you know, get a perfect score on the next test. That was that was not easy. That was not that, you know, school was not an easy place for me. I really hated school. And then I got to Harvard and they were like, oh, well, here's why. we tested you and figured out that, you know, lectures and that would be miserable for you. And so I never thought about it anymore because it didn't hold me back. I got my master's, my PhD. I went on with my life and all of that. But then I started seeing so many children who felt persecuted because someone gave them a label. And I thought, okay, well, you know, you can see me over here, though. You don't like to sit in class and listen to lectures. I didn't either, but, you know, look how it turned out. It's all right.
And I think that's so important.
And so your leadership in that area, I'm just thanking you for it and appreciating it, that you're being transparent about your learning journey is helping other children and families. And even families who say to me, oh, no, my child has been diagnosed with this or that. And I'm like, ah, they'll be all right. And there's nothing like being able to say that when you know they really will. Like, they're perfectly wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be great. And that is a beautiful thing for you to do, to, you know, stand up and show learners that there are all kinds of ways to learn, and they all can lead to a beautiful, rich life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I've been sharing it more lately. I think this has given me kind of a platform to share it. And as I've gotten older, I've done a lot of research and been able to understand myself what's going on in my brain. And because I've spent so long just feeling like I'm just bad at this or bad at adulting or, you know, why is it so easy for everyone else? And it's so hard for me, these simple things, you know? And once I really like started diving deep into understanding what my ADHD meant and why I was that way and why this was difficult and why I am the way I am, and realizing that, oh, a lot of that is, you know, other people are struggling with these same things, but no one's really talking about it, you know? And I think parents, when they get a diagnosis, they just think, oh my gosh, it's scary because they hear these words and they don't really understand them, and they just think, oh, well, now my child's labeled, and that is not what it has to mean, you know. And I tell my students, my local students, their parents, when they're, you know, concerned about something, I really try. At first, I didn't, because I was like, I don't want them to think that, oh, well, my kid's teacher has ADHD, she's going to be a mess, you know. But now I kind of share it like I'm neurodivergent myself, and as I learn these tools, I'm able to move through the world in my own way that works for me. So this isn't, you know, just because they have this label or this diagnosis does not mean that they are going to be stopped from doing anything in their life. It just means that they are going to, you know, figure out their own way to do it. And I think just sharing that, oh, my child's teacher who I look up to, who they love, who created this business, oh, wow, she also has this label. And it kind of gives them hope for their child that this is not a this is not this lifelong disability. You just need to harness it. Harness the power.
because there's so much that
comes with it in the way our brains work. There's so much that neurotypical brains, you know, can't even think about because, you know, it can be such a gift if it's harnessed and if it's cultivated and if it's celebrated and if it's worked with, instead of just kind of seeing it as this disability and this label. And I have been trying to share that more because as I learn more about myself and how it affects me and the strengths that come with it. And, you know, I understand with what you were saying, I kind of have a lot of like imposter syndrome, you know, and I think that's kind of hard to, and I don't know if it's, you know, with my ADHD, because I spent so long, you know, in my 20s, just feeling like I was trying to figure everything out and I just couldn't get, you know, I couldn't get to where I wanted to go and I couldn't. And that now I'm, you know, it's hard for me to see myself as, you know, someone who belongs in these spaces as a professional, you know, as a someone who's knowledgeable and understands, and as someone who, you know, has built this community and people come to me now for advice, you know. It's hard for me to switch my brain from going to spending my whole life thinking that I was just too much for people. And I just couldn't, you know, didn't have the motivation, or I was struggling to now, you know, while I still struggle with a lot of things that I was struggling with before, I've also used them to my advantage. And so getting out of that imposter syndrome, like, I do belong here. I spent so much time feeling like I didn't belong wherever I was. And now I do belong in this space, in this early childhood education space. And I am someone, you know, that people can respect and come to for advice. And it's, you know, my husband tells me all the time, he's like, I'm questioning myself. And he's like, you always seem very confident about what you're talking about. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, I am confident. I just am worried that, you know, I'm worried, I don't know, that I won't be believed, or that I don't respect myself enough to, you know, to really show what I do know, you know? So I'm really trying to get out of that imposter syndrome, which is so hard when you spent so long feeling like you don't belong. And now I do belong. I just have to believe in myself. You know, I have to tell that, you know, show that mostly for myself, because apparently I come off as confident to other people, but I don't feel the confidence, you know? So that's, I understand what you're saying there, when it's hard to pat yourself on the back for the accomplishments you've had, you know, because you're just going through life, just trying to do what you can. And then, wow, I've gone through life and I've created something, and I've made, you know, now I can be an inspiration for people. So it's a really cool feeling to be able to share how that's helped me.
Yes. And I thank you for doing it. Very brave and courageous person. And I just want to say, for the gifted and talented community, because that's my neurodivergence, your preschool program is awesome. I mean, there's a level for everyone, even in a teaching time. There's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's something for every level of development. And I just think that's a beautiful miracle. And I also want to say something to you that my granddad used to say about it. When you would tell him, you know, oh, I wonder if I belong here. I wonder if I'm going to do all right in the mainstream world off the reservation or whatever, he would say, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just humble. Isn't that great? And so that's how I've always looked at it, that instead of saying, oh, yeah, I'm great and I'm fabulous and I belong here and all this, I'm able to say, oh, I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. I'm really happy I get to do this. I have loved every minute of this conversation today, and I want to make sure as we close that you invite our friends to be part of this preschool program and show them how to do it, tell them what to do, tell them about your wonderful prices and all of that.
Absolutely, yes. So you can go to Bold and Bright Academy online to check out some more information. We have some. You can also get a free teaching time class from that link if you'd like to check out the class. There's also a free 350-page preschool skills book that you can download as well from that website. And so we have our on-demand program, which has all of our classes, over 16 different teachers and lots of different subjects that you can watch anytime from any device. It also has printable curriculum, interactive learning games, and that's our $19.99 a month plan. If you'd like a free trial, you can email me at Bold and Bright Academy Online and tell me that you heard about us from your show, and I can give you that. And then there's our Preschool Pals program, which is all of our on-demand, everything from our on-demand program, plus either 2 or 4 days a week live Zoom classes. The 2 days a week, if you want to choose that, is $39.99 a month. And then 4 days a week is $69.99 a month. We also have our Kinder Pals classes, too, and that's the $39.99 a month. So twice a week, if you're a kindergarten age, you can join our Kinder Pals class. Let's see, what else? If you'd like to see some other clips from our classes, you can go to our YouTube channel, where I have clips from my teaching time class and also our Cooking with Baby Silas class. that's just YouTube, Bold and Bright Academy. You can visit our Facebook at Bold and Bright Academy, our Instagram at Bold and Bright Academy. Let's see, I think that's where you can find us mostly.
That is perfect. Oh my goodness. I have loved this conversation. I've enjoyed it so thoroughly, and I want to thank you for having it with me.
Oh, I always love talking to you, Dr. Dawn. And thank you so much for sharing all of your love with our program, too. If you're interested, because Dr. Dawn's on our program, too. We have Story Time with Dr. Dawn, and he is such a gift to this program. So we are so thankful to you for sharing your love and your culture and everything you have shared. You've brought so much to the program since joining, and we love your story time. And I thank you so much for having me on your show, and congratulations on all of your awards coming up. That's so exciting.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love your program. Thank you for including us in it. And we absolutely love this conversation. For all of you who listen, thank you. Thank you. You're a part of this World Entertainment Awards nomination for Best Podcast. For those of you who donate and sponsor and help us stay on the air, the networks that and platforms that stream this podcast, we're so grateful to you. We're so grateful for you. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray all, then pray all, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.